Welcome everyone to Productivity Book Group. I'm your host and facilitator, Ray Sidney Smith. Thank you for joining Productivity Book Group. This is our final discussion of The Power of Intuition, How to Use Your Gut Feelings to Make Better Decisions at Work by Dr. Gary Klein. So in the last call, we got through just about the end of chapter 5, and so we're going to be leading off from about chapter 6 and making our way through the end of the book today. And so I wanted to sort of dig right into chapter 6, which is entitled How to Make Tough Choices. And Klein takes you through four decision categories: the zone of indifference choices, choices requiring comparison, intuitive choices, and choices that turn into problem solving. And I was just curious from the folks here on the live call, you know, how that decision-making exercise felt for you if you did it. I myself found that as I was making sort of the way through the exercises, one, I understood sort of the complexity of what I was dealing with in these various decisions that needed to be made. And I'm not quite sure whether it was during the exercise that I really felt the intuitive processes, or so to speak, but it was certainly afterwards that I felt like in a real life situation, I could see where sort of intuition sort of flewed into a particular area. And I was curious if you had any sort of feelings about that particular chapter.
This is Michelle. So this is the one where you're stepping in for your VP or something to, right? In the South Asian something. So, I thought to myself, wow, really? I don't think I would be able to step in on that because I don't have enough information. And then I realized that's part of my personality, because I'm high on details, so I don't like to go into things without having some of the details. But then as I read through the example and then what he was suggesting, I could see how the suggestions that he was making made sense, intuition-wise.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Throughout the book, you know, he consistently talks about the marriage between intuition and analytics, and an offshoot of the analytics metric, and how the two are both needed. And I think that's sort of the most important message of the book. And I felt like as I was going through these various, you know, decisions that, you know, it required both aspects of your brain, you know, both left and right side to get through the situation. And so I really felt that was powerful.
I also thought, so, you know, I when reading books, I don't usually do the exercises. I'm just like, whatever. But in this one, I did kind of walk myself through the exercises, slowed down, and really thought them through. And I found that I was pleasantly surprised that I really do have enough background in my world and in my industry and to be able to make intuitive decisions that feel right and feel like they with little information, which is surprising to me because I really do like a lot of information that I could sort of get a feel for what the situation was. So I was actually, I thought it was an interesting lesson in learning to trust those intuitions, although I do when I'm in the business world, but just in general, you know, not feeling like you're Mickey Mouse in your in your field.
Yeah, and
I often worry about.
and so can you tell me a little bit more about what actually made you feel out, you know, from the before the book, what made you feel like you couldn't versus.
Well, it's not that I didn't feel like I could. It's just that, you know, I think it's a normal concern that everybody has that you could be better, right? Like, there's so much more that I need to learn, you know, and maybe that's not everybody's concern, but it's certainly one of mine. And, you know, and comparing yourself against others who've been in the business longer, and you're just like, oh, I don't know. But there was one particular exercise, and I think it was in a later chapter, where it was talking about managing a project, and it was about software delivery, and I guess probably because I've dealt with that myself, but like I saw the problem that he was talking about way early in the example. I was like, oh, that's gonna do it then. So then I was reading through his explanation at the tail end of the example, saying like, oh, you could see the issue coming at around step 15, but you know, some people could see it at like step 5, and I was like, yeah, step 3. You know, and I was like, well, that's just because, I really do have I guess I've honed a skill at sort of doing the, like, you know, the back end, like what he was talking about as a pre-mortem, being able to see or guess what might disaster outcomes, what could they be and how would they happen, right? So I guess I've learned to really do that through my, you know, through my experience over the years. And it's not something that you know, everybody else discounts it and like, oh, you're being crazy about it. That's never going to happen, you know, and of course then sometimes it does, but learning to really trust that and to really like listen to it and not feel like you're being, you know, crazy person.
Yeah, I think it's really important to understand how the premortem exercise works as it relates to experience. And what you're really talking about is the fact that you've built up this knowledge base that is experience, and that, you know, it's not about the hunch. It's about understanding where the hunch comes from, you know, and that particular situation is, you know, understanding the situation is much more important than understanding the reality of what needs to happen in the course of things. You know, it's really important.
And maybe it's trust, because you think of it as a hunch, maybe you trust it less, and it's really not a hunch. But, so that's like the big lesson that I got out of the book is trust that your experience is actually driving the intuition, and that it's not a hunch. It's not voodoo magic, you know?
Uh-huh.
So you don't have to feel like, because, you know, I'd always bring up like, well, you know, it's possible that this could happen or that could happen, or we have to look out for this or that. And people would be like, oh, my God, all right, you know. But, of course, the reality is those are, and, of course, that's my role as project manager. You're supposed to be looking ahead for that sort of stuff. And